Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. As I'm Reginald Atatula, B. Scott in for John Lopez, Figgy Fig. And, of course, you here on a Football Friday, gearing up for Texans, Jaguars. That's going to be a huge one on Sunday. 9 a.m. is when the countdown starts with Sean and Seth. And on a Football Friday, we will be continuing and handing things off to the fellas of the drive, who will be out at a Tally Yard out there in Sugarland right next to Constellation. So, it's going to be a fun, full day of talking football and getting you ready. However, this weekend is not simply for the football, ladies and gentlemen. There is a big old important weekend of baseball for your Houston Astros. This one's going to be really a determination of just how well-situated these Astros will be to try and continue this window of success or window of competition as a baseball team.
Man, what a nerve-wracking, I mean, that's my best way of describing it. What a nerve-wracking sequence of days, like, or weekend, you might say, for a Houston sports fan in general, if you happen to root for both the Texans and the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the one side, you're waiting on Sunday to find out if your football team is going to start the season off 0-3 in an unideal situation when in 2 weeks they're going to play the Baltimore Ravens. And then on the other end, you got 3 days back-to-back-to-back where – the Seattle Mariners, where the best thing they do is pitching, they're putting out their best pitchers against you in what amounts to a 9-game season. Like, everything that we've talked about and everything that's led up to this moment really comes down to the final 9 games or so of the season, with no stretch of them being more critical than these three that feel like, you know, each one kind of counts as two. I don't know if that's perfect math, but it feels that like the weight of it.
Oh yeah, every game is one game swing in the standings.
Yeah, so 100%. I mean it feels that way going into it, and you know the Mariners, to their credit, have been a really hot baseball team, another team that I would like to not take seriously, similar to the Jags, where you can't help but take them seriously, where they're coming in here with their, you know, pretty much the strongest part of their team facing you right now.
100%. It's funny because you've set up the weekend. I'm like, even best case scenario, you get a win Friday, you get a win Saturday, so you have the tiebreaker between them, and then you go into Sunday and you got football.
Yeah.
Like, there, you will be stressed all weekend if you root for both of these
that
teams.
That is the best case scenario, though, right? Like,
right.
You win the first two
games.
You win
the first two, and then the third one you don't have to worry as much about. The sweep would be cool, but at least you have the tiebreaker and you give yourself a nice little lead over the Mariners. But regardless, I think that the only thing that will, I guess, put you at some level of ease is certain dudes on this Astros team stepping the bleep up. So I feel like you have a couple of challenges that you would like to issue here, B-Scott.
So the ones for me, it's tough because they haven't been bad. I wouldn't even say that they've underperformed. I think that they've just been fine. They've been good. I would even say good. But it's time for them to be great. It's time for them to step up. And that's especially on the heels of this Yordan Alvarez injury. And I don't know, we can be on the lookout, but have y'all seen any of the Isak Paredes news updates. I know that there was hope and optimism that he might be able to be in the lineup at some point this weekend.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything beyond that.
Probably less so today, maybe tomorrow, maybe Sunday.
The only thing about that, though, is did you see what came along with that from Joe Espada? He said that he would encourage Isak to not go 100% on the base paths, and I'm like,
Yeah, I mean,
I get why that's the case, but that feels like a real problem. If it's like, all right, well, swing the bat. And if it's a double, you're probably going to get a single.
Yeah.
Like, only way we're going to get these extra bases for real is if you put in the crosser
boxes. Only swing for home runs.
Hey, y'all know the term of, or the idea of beggars can't be choosers?
No, you are right.
This is kind of the situation that we're in right now. And on the optimist side, you know, there is the report of him out there. He's been facing live pitching out there in Florida. So, like, he doesn't really need much of a ramp up or a rehab start. Like, as soon as he's ready to go or they clear him, he can go. So, like, on the heels of Jordan being out and the uncertainty of Isak Paredes' status, I'm looking squarely at Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa, who, again, have been fine. At times have been, I would say, very good. But I wouldn't say that they have been necessarily special this season. Like, I wouldn't say that by a long shot, actually. And it's cool because we're getting to the point of where it's time for them to be special, and when they're known to be most special, especially in the case of a Carlos Correa, where their biggest moments have not come in the regular season, but have come in the postseason, where they're some of the best postseason performers literally of all time, right? And so now, like, this isn't the playoffs. This isn't the actual postseason, but you are in postseason mode as of today, right now. So going forward from today on until they actually get into the postseason, I need guys like Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve to play up to that exact standard. A couple of numbers for you with both of these guys. And numbers. I know how much that you like numbers. Okay?
Yes, give them to me.
With runners in
chill out, Reggie, man.
Numbers.
Hey, with runners in
score. A one, a two.
Hey, look. Let's see. On base percentage with runners in scoring position, these guys are at .243 and .273 respectively. Both of these guys, okay? That's Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa. Those are to me, those are numbers that have to increase for their actual numbers with runners in scoring position to increase. And this has been an issue for the Astros in general, right? Like, we're talking about a larger picture issue and nailing it down to just those two guys specifically as guys who are often in that opportunity, often in a case where they have those chances to bring guys in. They have not been good enough with runners in scoring position. It is a big sore spot for the offense to me, is that they don't take advantage. First of all, they don't have as many chances as ideally you would like for them to have. And then when they have the chances, they're not as good at taking advantage of them. So I'm looking squarely at Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa, two of the hallmarks of this franchise, two of the key parts of the Astros dynasty as we know it, actually playing up to the level of dynasty Astros, Carlos Correa, and Jose Altuve.
Especially because if they do, one, you know Jeremy Payne is going to be there. Let's press pause. Press pause real quick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Um, I was talking about this with T Mill when we were at the game on Wednesday. We kind of have not appreciated enough. I know we have at times. The Jeremy Pena is just this, and we can depend on it.
Yeah.
Like, we got ALCS MVP Jeremy Pena after it felt like we had been teased it, and then we had kind of gotten to a point where we were stopped waiting for it. And now he's actually that. So, like, you can talk about the dudes that we can call out and that we want to step up to another level. Jeremy Pena is not one of those guys, and it's not because we don't believe he can do it. It's because we know that he will.
Well, I think that's all the more reason why you need guys like that to step up, though. Because if Jeremy Pena is your table setter, which he has been, look, you've got to be the guys that are taking advantage. Like, it would be one thing if he was underperforming and that maybe that put more pressure on these guys. But I look at it from the other way. Since he is performing, that actually increases the urgency. And I do want to correct these numbers real quick because I got them. Correa is hitting 230 with men on base. And Altuve is 237. So it was actually a little bit worse than I said. 230 with men on base for Correa, 237 for Altuve that's their averages with men on base. Those numbers have to go up. Those are numbers that I feel like absolutely have to go up for the Astros to really fully reach their potential. And like you mentioned with Pena, that's key. You got a guy that is setting the table that has leaped into this leadoff role in the way that he has. You got to be taking advantage of the performances that you're getting from him.
Yeah, especially because if those three guys show up, those guys are likely the guys that are, you know, in 1-2-3 spots or 1-2-4, somewhere in there. You can get after pitchers early in the game and often in the game, and that's where you can set yourself up for success. That part of your lineup needs to be successful, especially as your offense, you know, can sometimes flounder if they are not. The thing that gives me some hope, you want to know Jose Altuve splits versus the Mariners this season?
Oh, give them to me.
He is batting .372 with a .105.6 OPS versus the Mariners this year.
Ah.
That is good for a 197, or sorry, 174 OPS.
All right, Mr. 174 OPS. Right? I'm calling on you to step up starting tonight.
Similarly, buddy. And not quite the same, not quite as majestic, but Carlos Correa, .280 batting average versus the Mariners this year with the .893 OPS. Like,
I'll take
you, you're capable of this. We know you're big game hitters, and you need it right now. There is no excuses for these gentlemen. They need to show up all three games this weekend and get the Astros into prime position to head into the postseason.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. Three games starting tonight. You have none other than Hunter Brown Day on the mound today. So super excited for what this looks like, and it's going to be important. I think this is a bellwether for what your postseason looks like this weekend.
Man, what a weekend.
What a weekend.
What a weekend in Houston sports, man. Let's go.
Indeed. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Last night, Al Michaels was talking about, you know, teams that are good but maybe not interesting, and I want to flip that on its head. 713-572-4610. What's something that's not actually good but you enjoy nonetheless? We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.